Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. We believe small actions can have great impact. Take a small action today. Speak to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
Drive Time on RTE Radio 1.
The parent company behind Ulster Bank has said its strategy to grow the bank's business here remains unchanged, but is under review. In its first response to reports that it's considering winding down Ulster Bank's operations here, NatWest Group said it continues to evaluate the impact of COVID-19 and the challenges to the economy. Now, to assess the impact of Ulster Bank potentially leaving Ireland, I'm joined now by Padraig Cassan, who's the independent financial advisor. Padraig, good evening to you.
Damien, good evening. How are you?
Good. The situation, as we have heard, they're saying it's under review, but are they beginning the wind down?
No, I think you have to, I believe we need to take it at face value what is being said. I mean, obviously, it is quite alarming if it comes to pass, which I will discuss in a minute. But right now, I mean, ongoing reviews happen every single day and every single year in banks and financial institutions. And given the impact of COVID, it would be wrong to suggest that those reviews are not occurring probably across every financial entity, both in Ireland and the UK. But there is certainly doubt and concern would now start to arise when even the rumour mill starts. Mm. But I, for a practitioner this evening, would take Jane Howard certainly at face value that the continuation of Ulster Bank's role here in Ireland remains as is. But it wouldn't come as any shock or news to me that it's under review from the parent company like NatWest.
All right, Jane Howard being the new CEO of NatWest. Now, can I just put it to you, let's speculate then that if they are going to wind down, it doesn't happen overnight. These things take years, potentially 5-6 years to actually happen. But what would there would obviously be a major impact on staff, but what about customers?
I mean, staff is probably the biggest thing impact immediately, because all of the other aspects of it can be sorted in one way or another. I mean, mortgage holders is the big boat that everyone will ask about. Mortgage and the terms and conditions of their contract travel wherever you go. They would still fall under the same protections for people in difficulty in payments. So I would have no concerns whatsoever about mortgages in any aspect. The terms of the agreement stand for the length and the remaining term of the agreement. The area that is probably of more concern and remember this is all speculative, is the whole area of everyday, common day banking, both for personal and importantly commercial and business customers. That would become a major issue because at the moment we have 5 players in the marketplace, but the entity that is Ulster Bank, taking somebody of that size out of the market certainly would lower the competition that would be available. And then you would have a very, very large upheaval and ongoing issues with regard to credit lines and commercial practices.
Sure.
who use Ulster Bank every day for lodgements and all the general banking uses.
Yeah, well, a reduction in competition would be bad news for consumers indeed. I want to just go back to the mortgages, though. Mortgages would be sold off would it be potentially permanent TSB? Would it be other institutions that we know? And would they be on reasonable terms and conditions? Because when we hear about loans being sold, it conjures up all sorts of nasty images of, you know, what's happened over the last 10 years in that regard.
I've read some of the speculation about merging and so forth, and I think all of it is at the moment speculation. I think it's quite important to remain responsible here in some of the commentary that might be made. With regard to mortgages, and I would be 100% certain of this position, the contract conditions remain irrespective of who owns the mortgage. So irrespective of who they're sold to, the conditions relating to that mortgage, be it tracker, be it the length of time, be it the amount, remains as stands.
So performing mortgages wouldn't change, people fearing, you know, bad loans have been sold in the past to fringe financial institutions. You're saying that nothing to worry about in that regard.
I would add, Damien, that non-performing loans are also remaining protected under the mortgage resolution for payment arrears. Mm-hmm. So all of the protections that are in place. However, I would also add that there are as many reasons in a strategic review that Ulster Bank would remain in Ireland, given the fallout that is going to occur with Brexit. It could become a very opportune time for NatWest to realise to have a foothold in Europe, which they do have with Ulster Bank, would put them in a very envious position compared to some of their competitors in the UK.
Well, in the review, would the Ulster Bank operation in Ireland be seen as low-hanging fruit?
Not particularly. I mean, Ulster Bank is a long time in Ireland, and it has an umbilical connection to Ireland going back quite a number of years. I mean, in 1862, they opened up in College Green in Dublin. I researched that this evening just before I came on. So there's a long, long standing of tradition with Ulster Bank, and are a very respected bank. And I know that will appear strange coming from me, but I mean, they do a lot, and they have a very strong foothold and a lot of branches throughout Ireland where, for example, Philip or Damien, my apologies, they would be an AIB branch or a Bank of Ireland branch and an Ulster Bank branch. And while other banks would have closed branches, there's nearly a spread between a number of the banks to make sure that a bank stays open in a town. So they are a very important entity to have continuing in Ireland. They're the reasons, but I mean, it is obviously a worrying time for staff. And I suppose if I was to put a call out, create some certainty or answer some of those answers would be important to happen sooner rather than later.
Yeah, and you mentioned 2,800 jobs at risk and 2,800 workers employed by Ulster Bank. We're going to leave it there. Padraig Hassan, Independent Financial Advisor, thank you for joining us.